We celebrate today the feast of the holy name of Jesus, the name of God himself. This name came from the angel Saint Gabriel, who told Our Lady, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus," when he announced to her that it was God's will for her to be the mother of God. And this is why this name is a name above all names. As Saint Paul tells us in the epistle today, there is no other name by which we can be saved. The name of Jesus is described by Scripture as being like oil. In the Canticle of Canticles, it says, "Thy name is like oil poured out," addressing our Lord. St. Bernard tells us that just as oil is several different things, it is a source of light if you burn it, and it is a medicine. In the same way, he says, the holy name of Jesus is also all those things for our souls. First of all, his holy name is a light, is a source of light to our minds. For many years, in fact, for much of human history, people would burn some type of oil in a lamp to create light with a wick, before we had electric light bulbs. And some cultures used olive oil or vegetable oil or kerosene, and more recently people used whale oil, so that in the early days of this country, there would be ships that would sail from New England that would travel all over the oceans to hunt whales to take their lamp, to burn in oil, to burn in lamps to create light. So the name of Jesus is like a source of light to our minds. Knowing his name and that he is God enlightens us with the truths of our faith. It was in the name of Jesus that the pagan peoples of the world were converted from the darkness of idolatry to the light of the faith. And we should be grateful that we were born with the Catholic faith, or that we were brought to it through God's grace to have our minds enlightened with the holy name of Jesus, with faith in his divinity. The name of Jesus is also food that nourishes our souls. There are countless kinds of food that people sprinkle oil on to give it flavor and make it easier to cook or easier to eat and to make it more nutritious. So in the same way, the holy name of Jesus is a food that nourishes our hearts. Every time we say his holy name, it strengthens us to walk in the way of salvation. When we are weak and we feel like we can't go on against the force of temptation, or we are discouraged about some tribulation, all we have to do is to say the name of Jesus and call on him, and he will strengthen us. He will hold us up if we are about to fall into sin. He will give us patience and courage if we are overwhelmed by sorrow or tribulation. He is our friend, and he will provide whatever we need. This name is also a medicine for our souls. It makes us strong against the temptations of the devil. The devils tremble and flee whenever we invoke the name of Jesus. St. Paul tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So he specifically mentions the devils as being forced to give honor whenever they hear this holy name pronounced. So when we are tempted to sin, we should call on the name of Jesus, and we will not fall. But we have to call on him for help. As King David says in the Psalms, "I will praise and call upon the name of the Lord, and I will be saved from my enemies." And our worst enemies are the enemies of our souls, who want to do us far more harm than any enemy of our body could ever do. The only people who fall into sin or are lost are the ones who don't call on the name of Jesus when they are tempted. But the name of Jesus is also a name of gladness and of hope and of love, as Saint Alphonsus tells us. It should fill us first of all with gladness to say his holy name. Because if we are bothered by the memory of our past sins, the name of Jesus should remind us of God's mercy. And how God became man in order to atone for our sins so he could forgive us. Jesus is the name of our Savior who loves us and redeemed us from our sins. He came down from heaven to seek us miserable sinners and to die for our sins. And even after he did that for us, even after we despised his grace and offended him, he still willed our salvation and he continually offers us his forgiveness if we are sorry for our sins. We have to be grateful for his love and not abuse his mercy. The name of Jesus is also a name of hope because our Lord told us that anything that we ask the Father in his name, he will give it to us. So we should trust in his promise and ask God the Father in the name of Jesus to give us the forgiveness of sins, of our sins, and perseverance in virtue, to make us love him also. We should ask him to make us spend the rest of our lives pleasing God and avoiding sin. And lastly, the name of Jesus is a name of love. St. Bernardine of Siena says that the holy name is a sign that represents to us how much God has done for the love of us. The name of Jesus reminds us of his sacred humanity and his life on earth and all of the sufferings that he endured for our salvation, all out of his love for us. There was a holy writer who said, "How much has it cost thee to be Jesus? That is to say, my Savior." Because the word Jesus means the Savior, and it cost him an unimaginable amount of suffering to have that name and that title on our behalf to save us from our sins. But he suffered all of the sufferings of his passion with joy and with zeal for our souls because of his great love for us. But if we have love and honor for this holy name, we have to avoid any sort of disrespect or dishonor towards the name of Jesus or the name of God in any form, which is unfortunately a sin that is very prevalent now in our society. We are surrounded by people who use the holy name of Jesus like it's some sort of garbage. They use it in anger or hatred or surprise. We have to be very careful, first of all, not to imitate this detestable habit from the people around us, and at the same time to encourage people who commit this sin in our presence to have more respect for the name of God. Tell people not to insult our Lord in this terrible manner. God has made it very clear to the human race countless times how displeasing it is to him to hear us speaking in such a way. When Our Lady appeared at La Salette, she said that the great dishonor of the name of God and also the profanation of Sundays were bringing down God's chastisement upon the human race. Sure enough, there was a terrible famine shortly after this apparition, and thousands of people starved to death as a punishment for these sins. Now, the second commandment obliges us not only to honor the name of God, but also to keep any oath or vow that we make invoking the name of God, because that is what an oath or a vow is. We invoke God and ask him to witness our words. And I thought I would close today with an interesting story about a way that God demonstrated this lesson once in the early church. There was a man once who made a vow not to eat meat or anything that came from an animal. We would call that being a vegan today, but his motive did not come from a pagan belief system, as it does with modern day vegetarians and vegans, but it came rather from a Christian desire for mortification and penance. This vow that he made was very difficult to fulfill, but he kept it for a long time, Until one day, he had an overpowering desire to eat chicken. We have all probably experienced such a thing many times, but for him, this would be a violation of his vow. And therefore, it would be a sin. But nevertheless, he went out and he bought a chicken and he killed it and roasted it. And he put it on his plate and he sat down to eat. And he took a bite of this delicious, juicy chicken, trying not to listen to his conscience. But when he tried to cut off a second bite of the chicken, he found that it was now as hard as a rock. He couldn't cut even the tiniest piece off of this chicken, no matter how hard he tried. And at that moment, he realized what he had done, and he repented of his sin in breaking this vow that he had made to God and thus dishonoring God's holy name. And he kept his vow perfectly from then on. And all the people of his village heard about this miraculous petrified chicken, and they came to see it. And the early church historian Theodoret happened to be there at the time, and he came to see it, and he tells us in his writings that he himself personally saw and touched this miraculous chicken with his own hands and was a witness to this miracle. So let us remember the name of Jesus. What a powerful prayer it is when we invoke him for any need that we have. And let us ask him for all of our spiritual and temporal needs through his holy name, and have confidence that he will grant our request. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.